You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is here to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. I want to start on the East Coast because they look like they're going to get a lot of rainfall. Can you give me a quick summary and then move right into the growing regions of the United States?
Well, absolutely. Hurricane Joaquin is still going to attack the Middle Atlantic coastal region. We're not sure exactly where it's going to move inland, but it will produce torrents of rain, probably from parts of Virginia northward, right on up through New York and into New England, and there will be a lot of flooding with the storm. It's going to become a fairly large and intense storm system as it moves along. Some of the computer forecast models earlier today were trying to bring it as far to the west as the eastern portions of Ohio by the end of the weekend. That seems to be downplayed a little bit on the midday model runs today, but even if it were to come that far to the west, there would be some moderate rains that would get into the easternmost parts of the Midwest. For everybody else, further to the west, we would see just about ideal conditions taking place for the next 7 days. Almost everybody would be left dry and in a mild temperature regime with low relative humidity. So it would be a very, very good scenario for most areas west of Indiana and west of western Michigan for the next 7 days for getting accomplished in the fields what they want to.
Right, and then turn your attention to South America because as we're getting some things accomplished in those fields, a lot of it is soybeans at this time. They're taking that to the elevator and they're wondering just what they ought to do with that bean crop. Probably most of them are stored in some form, at least at the grain elevator rather than at a bin, although there is plenty of storage on farm too. Can you tell me about the South American weather forecast?
Well, it certainly looks as though the majority of the pattern right now is focused on rain in the south and dry weather in the north. There will be an opportunity for increasing precipitation in the northern crop areas as we move forward through the 8th through the 14th of October. But this first 7 days, rather minimal precipitation in those northern areas. Now, some field work has already begun, even though it's dry. These farmers are betting on the fact that seasonal rains will come around fairly soon and germinate that crop. And it's probably a good bet. I think by the time we get to the end of the month, we will have moisture around to support that process. But I'm not completely convinced it will happen the 8th through the 14th. In the meantime, there's a wheat crop in the southern part of the country that is getting way too much rain and will continue doing so, probably lose quality, maybe even to the point where some of it may end up being feed grade. So we'll have to continue to watch that. That is occurring mostly in Paranal southward to Rio Grande do Sul.
Speaking of wheat crop, in the northern hemisphere, there have been concerns about dry growing conditions as we head into the fall and winter months, especially in, I think, the eastern part of Europe, Ukraine, parts of Russia. What do you see there?
Absolutely. Ukraine and Russia are at the top of that list of problem areas. The planting pace has picked up here in the last week and a half, but there's no moisture, and these crops are going in the ground dry. They're doing that because they're running out of time. Their window for planting is about to close, and so at one point the Ukrainians were only getting about 15 to 20% of the crop in the ground. That was about a week and a half ago, but the word is now that they're planting like crazy just to get some seed in the ground in hopes that there will be moisture before the cold season arrives. Russia is not nearly as far behind or as adversely impacted by the dryness, but they too are having some issues. And of course, there's a lot of reports coming out of all of Eastern Europe and parts of Western portions of the CIS that are suggesting that the summer crops performed poorly this year, with corn top of the list and sunseed right behind it, and then finally the soybean crop, all of which are going to be lower this year relative to normal because of the dryness.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us, Drew. I do appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report for the last day of September. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.